annually, and it is who we currently have our software with.
Who do we? What is it currently, the annual price, do you know?
$2,000 less from what I calculated. It increased $1,000 for the collector and $500 each for the assessor and clerk.
And then, I said, how long is this award, the contract going to be awarded for, you know?
It will be for an initial 36 months with one renewal.
And then have you heard... Have you heard if they are going to update mine? And you guys know the software better than I do. I just did some checking because I remember who asked me to look into it, but I looked into it. And the only thing that I could kind of find was maybe they're not updating as well as other companies. Is that true? Do you guys know? And I'm asking because I really don't know. I was told that they're not as... I was told other counties are looking at different options because they're not staying up to date.
I was not aware of that.
We may was in the bid specs for 36 months?
Yes.
Brandon, if you would ask, what kind of updates?
I don't know.
It would be interesting to know what they're talking about. It may be a part of it. It might be something I'm not aware of.
Again, I don't know the software like you guys do. And I know...
I mean, I know our program's updated daily. The DMV, I thought, was sent daily, so I don't know what else they're talking about.
I think he's talking about modernizing with some of the... And I didn't look at anything because I know how complicated it is to change all that software. But, Chuck, you know, we did want them to make the correction for a couple of 3 years now on... the parcel numbers, and because I didn't think on this, but somehow when they abated something, you remember we talked on it after, it shows the same parcel number regardless of who it is on real estate we're talking about on the end. Do you know what I'm talking about? And I went to on it because we couldn't draw it up to see, and you said that's just the way they show it when they, and I said they really need to correct that. Because you should be able to not see the, you should be able to know what parcel number that it's looking at when they do this.
I remember visiting on that,
and I knew that was about the third, because I remember back when I was there, you know, we'd run into it, and then when we run into it here.
Oh, I'm not hearing anything negative. Yeah, I'm not. If there is an issue that we're not aware of and it does pop up, I don't want it to pop up in the next 6 months and we're hooked in there for 3 years. Is there a, I'm assuming in all of our agreements, just because we award it doesn't mean that we've signed the agreement. We can change, or that's all I'm asking.
Well, they can put in that, I mean, like I say, it's the whole program for anything is complicated when you go through the three departments and the taxing program. But it could be maybe put in there that they, I don't know.
We can enter a clause into the agreement.
And that would help all parties, mm-hmm. that how you would word it, that they keep up to date with this modern technology or how you would.
And he did put in an hourly, was it $150 an hour?
Is what they put in?
Right, yeah. That's in the.
And was it current?
I think it was 120, if I'm not mistaken. I won't swear to that, but I think 120.
And they do charge that when they do things.
I know I've paid at least up to $5,000 one year when we made some changes. Sometimes we'll update our statement.
Yeah.
Just depends on how much Harley's involved with it.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any other questions?
No.
Yeah. Move to award bid number 202005-450 to, is it Ulrich?
Ulrich.
Ulrich Software Incorporated out of Nixon, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Developmental Connections, S-40 update, Mr. Troy Rasmussen. Come on up, either side.
Are you fine?
Yeah.
All right. I'd like to wish the commissioners all a good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for some time to introduce myself. With COVID, I've not been able to be out and about and meet everybody that's involved with Developmental Connections, so I sure appreciate the time here. A little bit of background. I have about 15, 20 years in the field. I come out of the Kansas system. My wife and I have just moved down to the Missouri area. Well, I came down in March as soon as the house sells. In fact, then she'll be coming down. I am basically what they call a lifer. My younger brother has cerebral palsy, so I have been working in the field, in essence, for all but 1 year of my life. He's 1 year younger than I am. As far as the developmental connections update goes, COVID put a little bit of a standstill to Tantone Industries, which is the commercial and industrial work that we have there for individuals. That is increasing now that some of the restrictions have been lifted and we're able to have people come back to work. We've gotten several new contracts that we're pretty excited about, which provides more employment for individuals with disabilities. We are currently in the last 30 days of a 90-day restructuring that we've been working on the agency since I came on board, which is basically designed to minimize some of the administrative responsibilities and activities that staff are currently encumbered with to allow them more time to be on the floor to work directly with individuals with disabilities and improve our services there. Moving forward, I would like to see a little bit more community integration. Services in homes within the community, not so much just in one location, but that's coming up down the road. That is my background, person-centered planning, so we're looking forward to some of those changes. Pretty basic update. If you have any questions, I'd love to answer them. Mostly I just wanted to meet the commissioners, put a face to the name, and hope that we'll be able to be in communication with you a little bit more moving forward.
Can I ask, do you still have a department that shreds documents?
We do. They're not able to pick up like what they had been. So businesses are delivering there to the site at Tantone. It played a larger role when they had the recycling, and that we're not doing the recycling anymore. It's just the shredding, but we still do it.
So does the business make an appointment and bring it over, and then you shred it on site there? Or
correct. It is all confidential shredding. It's delivered to the location, and then we take care of it from there.
Thank you.
Sure. I had a question about recycling, but you answered it. So.
Yeah. If things pick up with that, we still have the capacity to do it, but right now it wasn't financially viable to continue doing that. So if that turns around, then we would certainly look at bringing that back on board.
I appreciate you coming in.
No problem. I appreciate the invitation and your time. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Notice of renewal for mechanic services.
Mm-hmm.
I have a letter dated June 5th, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the two above referenced notices of renewal for mechanic services between the respective vendors in Taney County, and he approves the respective notices of renewal as to form.
You guys have any questions on?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the notice of renewal by and between, notice of renewal for mechanic services by and between Fabic Caterpillar and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the notice of renewal for mechanic services by and between Murphy Tractor and Equipment and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for modified aggregate quick set number 20-062 Road and Bridge.
That will be the stuff we're going to be using at the T hallway.
It's just the stuff that already has a coating on it?
It will put a coating on it, yes.
And I do have a letter dated June 5th, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he's reviewed the terms of the agreement from the date of execution through December 27th, 2020, and approves the agreement as to form.
That's the method. They call it modified aggregate quick set. I thought it was called something else.
Well, they've got a pressure pave also. They've got different options.
Okay. And we're putting
the quick set.
The quick set. Which thickness are we using?
Uh-huh.
Which thickness?
3/8.
Yes.
And so, is the aggregate up there already? And then they're doing their thing to it and then bringing it down? Or?
No, they bring it down. They bring their tankers and
so they're bringing
big
the
trucks, and then they load out of it wherever they station all their equipment at.
So then we bring the aggregate. We bring the aggregate to them then.
No, they bring it all.
Okay, so I'm asking.
Yeah.
So they, okay.
Yeah. And it'll also have a concrete additive to it also.
I'm just saying, this is a new product for us that we're trying in the subdivision to.
Yes.
And when will they begin?
They're hoping to do it later this week, weather pending, or sometime next week. We're doing the prep work today.
Okay.
I can ask you more specifics later on.
Pardon?
So I can ask him more specifics later on.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just... Mm-hmm. If it works out, is this something that...
Something I plan on doing in a lot of our subdivisions, especially where we have curb and gutter.
And we've talked to others in other areas that they've used in subdivisions.
Yes.
Springville, Kansas City, San Luis.
We're doing a bunch for Greene County right now.
I think this particular road.
It's supposed to be like a 10 to 14 year project before you have to go back.
Okay. I guess they have it patented?
Yes. The owner of the company developed it. He's an engineer.
Wow.
So on the road that we're having to put it on, you can actually lift the pavement up. It's got a bad surface on it right now.
Okay. Move to approve the agreement for modified aggregate quick set by and between Taney County and Donaldson Construction Company.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.